Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the people wandering out there in the abandoned regions of X-ray Zero. Good morning to the clouded over foggy days of orange skies and black hearts. Good morning to the rain and the wind. Good morning to the ocean. Good morning to those dead zones where only the jellyfish rule. Good morning to the great island made of plastic. Good morning to Fukushima, dumping out all kinds of stuff. They say don't worry, so we don't worry. 'Cause we got plenty to worry about, brothers and sisters. It is Wednesday. Wednesday, January the 15th, 2025, Bo Blimp Doc. And I gotta tell you, before we get going, the LA fire thing has got me thinking that maybe Bo Blimp Doc, as defined, maybe it's just about over. Or it could, you know, like I said, the intermission ends when they tell you to get back into your seat. And the first act was clearly COVID. The second act was a mixed game of Biden, Biden, Putin, Putin, drag queen story time. You name it, Zed, all kinds of nonsense, including probably a lot of genocide in Gaza. But we had a little bit of an intermission, right? And the intermission's over. I think the intermission's over. I think we have to go back to our seats. And the great thing about the final act, is it's gonna be like reality TV. You know, like Gallagher with his big old sledgehammer? He sticks a watermelon up on the busting block. And then you get a little dirty. But that's why you go, right? To get a little dirty in this strange, strange world. But the park is closed. If you want to know if the park is closed, the skate park is closed. They filled it with sand. The park where you get to take your dog is closed. There's a cat virus going around. The park where you would take your kids is closed. They tell you there's a new kind of disease. Every single park is closed. Every single park is abandoned. Out there in the grease passageways, skidding from bush to bush, loose women and rough alligators, a park meant for hobo kings, drugs and sweaty dreams. You build a park, and you call it FAFO. Fuck around, find out park. It's a discovery park. It's a learning center. I would install the following. A dark web, you know, probably some type of untraceable currency paid for thingy, remote controlled 308 autocannon, someplace up on an abandoned ride with cameras allowing people to take pot shots, you know, way up on the abandoned rides. I'd have pitfalls with alligators and swamp turtles. I'd have gangs of swarthy, dusky, shirtless men chasing busty, young, scantily clad women around ponds and wallows. There'd be mud wrestling at my park. People would come from miles around just for the thrill. And the park would no longer be abandoned. It would be a home to the drug addicts and the schizoids, the freaks, the weirdos. We'd hire the very best to keep the place clean. But the meanness would seep in and the juices of evil will flow. Don't go to the park without a plan. It's shady after dark. We've had all kinds, but I mean, I gotta tell you, we've had people poop in the middle of the floor of the bathroom at the park. I don't see how. I guess it's just meanness, you know? Always wrap your car keys with foil. Always wrap your car keys with foil. If you don't wrap your car keys with foil, the aliens will hack into your car and steal your fancy Tesla. Always. It keeps the demons from Sector 11 away from your Blaupunk stereo. Put tinfoil in the dishwasher. Put tinfoil in the dishwasher. Put tinfoil in the dishwasher. Unless it's a person, right? That would be bad. By putting the tinfoil in the dishwasher, you preserve your beef spunk jism powers. But the mall is closed. The park is abandoned. The bridge is fallen. The day is done. Have fun, Carl McGunn, winner of the Turnip Prize. Enjoy your art at the ale house where Billy and Teddy bake bread. One day the carolers, the singers will signal downfall. One day you're going to hear Siegfried's Farewell, the funeral march, a little bit of Wagner. One day your cat will learn to fix your water heater. Throw out your olive oil. Do it now, I'm telling you. But why drink olive oil at night if you've thrown it out? Mix cola with Vaseline and just watch what happens. Okay, I'm going to read a thread of emails related to a special project I'm working on, related to friends of the park and the mall and abandonment. And it relates to SEO, and I'm not interested in search engine optimization per se, because in reality, I know what that means, and if you know, you know. But I get all kinds of friendly people reaching out to me. Some of them are just grifters. Some of them are extra special people. So this is related to a kind of project, and you can pretend like the Twilight Zone, it's about that real. Subject line, alert, bonus increases. So Chuck at corporate just told me we will have huge SEO bonuses, perhaps 87% above par. If we can get these marketing plans completed for the big SEO push, please contact your team leaders, Dan. Hello, this is Lucy. Thanks for reaching out to me here. I'm a professional digital marketer that deals with promotion, SEO optimization, monetization, and so on. I'll create a marketing strategies that will attract more audience, followers, and likes for your channel. Awaiting your response so we can continue our discussion, okay? Listen, Lucy, have you heard from Carol on the project budgeting team, Dan? No, I've not heard from Carol. Kindly please give me Carol contact so I can reach her as soon as possible. Okay. Please, team, this is Dan. Stop wasting precious time asking me about contacts. Here are your primary team contacts and email addresses. Expat, King Promoter, Misha Bravely, Best Promoter, Nigibib, Buzz Drim, Dougie, Mignolio. Just make sure you're spraying alcohol on your bed at night. Wear these socks at night. But here are the worst places to live, and I gotta tell you something, this was chosen for you. Covered in housing, making it and baking it from Tel Aviv to Mar-a-Lago, chosen just for you, sounds like Trump. Crazy. Team update, triple panda alert. Our sponsoring organization is willing to increase SEO bonuses by 400%. This is huge. Please update your team leaders about your current status, Dan. Dan, this is Lucy. Kindly give me your channel link. Lucy, you're demonstrating a bad attitude. Dan, I'm sorry, my bad. Can you provide me your channel link so I can go through it and know what is suitable for your channel? Lucy, were you at the meeting with Barbara 2 weeks ago? She would have given you your action pass. Please, team, ensure you've ensure you have your Action Pass Toolbox ID vectors updated. Talk to Dave at corporate. Dan, could you kindly clarify my role or let me know what the part I am expected to handle for you, sir? This is Lucy. Lucy, if you met with Mike during the team building event, you should already know. Jen at corporate is compiling the list of action items for our team, and she let me know that none of you have submitted items yet. This is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. This is Dan. Hey, Dan, this is, you know, Sakawapa-Bapa-Mom. Thanks, dear. You want to fuck me? You want to meet? I will give you my sweet pussy and an apple-sized boob. Simply call me. Here my recent uploaded nude photos and address, friends with benefits user, hotgirl69. There is no requirement to have any credit cards, so I think we both are safe. I am waiting for you. Huh. What's that got to do with the project? I am so excited to announce, team, that we have funding up to $20 million for SEO operations. Please contact the program budget officer at 719-398-0153. Let's keep the momentum going, people. Dan, this is Expat. That's great news. We will be happy to hear. Well, then get your ass in gear, Expat, you lazy son of a bitch. Sorry, folks. This is sad. Listen up, team. I don't know what to tell you. This could be a little bit like those commercials from the 80s when the rug warehouse was going out of business. But I'm sorry, folks. It's been a crazy ride. It looks like our venture capital guy is pulling out early, so there's no full release of funds, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean if you go to the nail salon and you end up with a happy ending. I know this is heartbreaking, but we might have a new campaign soon. Oh boy, will we, Dan? I'm sure we will, because the troll list will grow, and I've learned how to use it for my designs. It's been abandoned. The park is abandoned. The malls are burning down. It's been abandoned. Every last sea ride, every last sky glide, every rocket ship to Pluto. It's abandoned. So I wanted to keep things sane for purposes of podcasting because I've been talking a lot about miracles and he can't do nothing. And as a reminder, a Trump miracle is something fantastical that Trump will do. For example, in October of 2016, during the debate with Hillary Clinton, he told Hillary that he would put Hillary in jail in the first 30 days of his presidency. That was a promised miracle that didn't happen. There are two kinds of miracles here. Miracles to come, you got to be careful about those. You don't want, they can get messy. And the other kind of miracle is the miracle happening right now, even though technically he's not president. So there are miracles that Trump, you know, is performing and will perform. The other category of stories right now about Trump are the he can't do nothing stories. And these are preparatory, so that some jackass at the Cato Institute in a year, assuming a year from now is a thing, and if you listen to my podcast, you know what I mean by that. But assuming a year from now, with normal and whatnot as a thing, somebody from the Cato Institute will be able to point to an article and say, listen, buddy, I told you he couldn't do nothing. I told you he couldn't do nothing. And these are necessary stories because they lay the groundwork. They lay the groundwork for disappointment. This is Sovietology. So here's a list of headlines that I put together. And this isn't complete. I'm sure other people have more complete lists at this point. But this list is the he can't do nothing list. Democrats will pass a bill blocking childcare workers from reporting illegals. That's a can't do nothing. The Ukraine war will continue. Huh, that he can't do nothing. WEF elites will force Trump to, you know, be all whatever about the environment. I'm not going to say, you know, suck Greta's cock. J.D. Trance says Biden is setting up traps so, you know, Trump can't do nothing. J.D. Trance says no pardon for violent offenders on 1-6. So that's January 6th. That's 2021. That's a limited hangout. People who knew better, like myself, told you it was garbage. Don't go. It is not what you think it is. It's Operation Chaos, FBI, from the 1960s. Don't go. I saw it the summer of 2020 in Seattle. I said, don't go, and people went. So if you went and you weren't being paid or you weren't in on the joke and you, you know, suffered a fate, you know, fuck around, find out, I don't know what to tell you. You shouldn't have gone. It was never going to be what you thought it was. But the key point that J.D. Trance is making is that the violent offenders will not be pardoned. Here's a news flash. Everybody that has been tossed into jail will be recategorized as a violent offender. Who knows? Maybe some of them will be released, but others won't be. You'll see. J.D. Trance is telling you Trump can't do nothing. Biden sends oil prices soaring. Government can't control the weather, but can control resources. Yeah, I guess, maybe, but it sounds absurd. Biden is sending oil prices soaring. Another gift for Trump. Trump can't do nothing. And Tulsi is going to support FISA. It's a can't do nothing. She's got to support FISA. She's got to support warrantless wiretaps. It's about national securities, people. Those are your Trump can't do nothing headlines. There are other headlines. If you want to read articles related to how he can't do nothing, that's how you can waste your own, you know, fucking time. Here's a list of recent miracles. Melanoma looks more beautiful than ever. You mean melanine? I don't know. Melania. I don't care to even know how to pronounce her name correctly. But Trump's wife, according to Zero Hedge, has never looked more beautiful. There's going to be a recovery in the farm economy next year. File this under the category of next year. So many things are going to be next year this year. And there's a reason for that, too. They might even announce, you know, bumping up the schedule and landing on the moon with people again next year. They might. Elon might announce going to Mars next year. A lot of next year bullshit's happening, folks. You need to be wise on that one. If you know, you know. Another Trump miracle. Trump will issue a whole crap ton of executive orders on day one. I don't know if that's a miracle or some type of a gaslight. BlackRock is good guys now. I wish I could say that like Squizguard. Yeah, BlackRock is good guys now. That's rehabilitation. And in Sovietology, that's called rehabilitation. That happened to Marshall Zhukov. Twice in his life. It's a funny story if you're interested in Soviet history. I'm not going to talk about it. But if you know, you know. Zuckerberg is really, really sorry. And he's going to fix Facebook. Again, you know, this is another kind of a Trump miracle, right? Papa Blump reveals the secret. Papa Blump is going to reveal the secret of the drones. There's a secret of the drones. The drones of New Jersey. Papa Blump will tell you the secret. He will reveal the handshake. Little Orphan Annie will tell you the whole story. And Papa Blump vows to take on the censors, you know. Listen, some of these miracles have happened. Like the whole, like, you know, crypto people pointing at Trump and saying, this is how we're making money right now. Or other folks kind of gaming it. If there's an arbitrage and bullshit, then there are people making money off the Trump phenomena right now. But most of these things are promises, you know, about next year, miracles. Like taking Greenland. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Here's my point, though. These types of stories, whether they're the he can't do nothing stories or the miracle stories, are placeholders. So if magically next year is a thing, and somehow Trump either buys or steals Greenland, then again, some Cato Institute guy or some guy from Reason Magazine or something can say, I wrote the article, I told you that was going to happen, miracle happened, you know. Yeah. But that's if you think next year, in terms of normality, whatever normal is now, is going to be a thing in any linear context, you know. I don't really think so. Next topic. So something really strange has happened to my IP address. I worked on an application I never finished with a friend of mine a couple of years ago called Notes. And one of the things Notes will do is it will give you the geographical information related to your IP address. Again, it's not specific geography, it's general area. Up until a few days ago, if you looked at my IP address, you would have said, okay, Dan lives someplace in the Pacific Northwest, probably on the Olympic Peninsula, because that would have been the trace. Though typically, if you look me up, what you would probably find is Tukwila or SeaTac, Seattle. You might figure out the Olympic Peninsula one if you end up with a closer IP, but chances are it'll point to Seattle. A couple days ago, my IP address stabilized in Tampa, Florida. Now, you'd say, well, Dan, why is this interesting? In and of itself, it really is just a point. A point doesn't make a line, it doesn't make a circle, it doesn't make a triangle, it doesn't make anything. But it's weird. Like, I can tell you there's a few explanations, one of which could be related to the LA fires. In fact, all of them could be related to the LA fires, but in different ways. One explanation is a lot of fiber cable has been overwhelmed, a lot of nodes have been overwhelmed and destroyed. Fiber cable destroyed, nodes destroyed. When you're talking about networks and topology, it's not trivial to lose a node, because sometimes it's a node that connects two major parts of your network. And the internet is a network of nodes. Some of these nodes are public, some of them are highly centralized, but the point is there are nodes everywhere connected by fiber cable, connected by Wi-Fi, connected by microwave, connected by satellites. Some of these nodes are redundant, which means that if they go out, no big deal. Some of them are not redundant. Since 9/11, the US government has installed man-in-the-middle nodes across the entire internet, which is to say that it has centers everywhere across the country in different places, basically large server farms and people whose job in life is to do what, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard is not opposed to, and that is spy on you. Spy on your email, spy on your text messages. I know this in part because I interviewed for a job, and I think it was about 12, 13 years ago, but I interviewed for a job that was essentially that job. It required a top secret clearance, which I didn't have a current clearance. I had a clearance from the military that was no longer valid. And, you know, the dude was honest. He said, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to be reading and looking at text messages and emails and whatnot. And he also seemed like H-1B visa from the People's Republic of China. I didn't know this for certain, but based on his accent and other features of the conversation, it did not seem like it was even a U.S. citizen talking to me about a job involving spying on U.S. citizens. It's weird. This little event could be related to two types of nodes. One type of node is the government control node. And believe it or not, these types of centers exist at black sites. So imagine you have a black site in LA, and imagine that black site is nestled too close to where the firestorms, yeah, firestorms, not wildfires, the firestorms have been brewing. That could be bad. Not bad for us necessarily, but it could be more difficult for the government. And frankly, Tampa, Florida seems like where my IP address would end up if the standard nodes failed. So that's one explanation. The less kind of conspiratorial one is that simply the network itself was heavily impacted by what happened and is still happening in Los Angeles. That explanation is more likely. And that could totally explain why my IP address is now pointing at Tampa, Florida. I really don't care that much. I'm of the opinion that conversations about what Trump will do or what Tulsi Gabbard will approve of or what the Democrats or Republicans will do next year are useless conversations if you're interested in human survival. At this point, believing that the government's going to help you or I survive or get through what's coming is a kind of madness. And, you know, it doesn't mean there's no hope, but if there is, it's going to be from the ground up. Ground up, people, not top down. The top down thing, how can I phrase it? That's how we got here. And that train always ends up in the ravine. And if Boblimpdoc is almost over, or basically over, it means shit's about to get real. It means a lot of the song and dance bullshit is over. You know, the monkey herpes, the BLM Antifa horror shows, all of the nasty psyop bullshit is over. The stuff that's happening is real. That's Grinkin time. Welcome to the party, right? Next topic. Oh, yeah. So I don't want to read this article because I read it already, and I don't want to lose more of my brain. There's a link to it in the notes, but it's related to a subject that is an explanation of the LA fire. So many people are blame storming the LA fires right now. You know, it's the hobos, the homeless people. The homeless people with Bic lighters, Dan. Well, I don't know how to shock you, but there have been homeless people, as documented by John Carpenter in They Live, in LA for decades. And prior to John Carpenter. Like, there have been homeless people in LA with Bic lighters for the last 100 years. And statistically speaking, they probably, all of them, could start a fire accidentally or on purpose. It could happen. So it's not really the essential feature of the problem that's changed. If you say homeless people, that's no change. Another theory is that the government's using laser weapons, maybe, though it kind of makes me think about the Tampa, Florida thing a little bit. Why? You know, people say, well, it's an insurance scam. Maybe. I mean, the last insurance scam you can pull off at this stage of the game is the burning down of the restaurant, but you're not going to make money off of it. You're not, okay? In Goodfellas, when they burn down the restaurant, they're not inside the restaurant. They're someplace else. So if you want to use the analogy or comparison to Goodfellas, then I'd say okay, but understand the people doing this to you are not in Los Angeles or frankly anywhere in the continental United States, probably not in any country on earth you know of. And if you were to pick a spot geographically that would basically be ideal to survive almost every scenario, assuming you have technology. If you were to pick a spot that would be geographically isolated and almost perfect for every possibility, it would be Antarctica. And interestingly enough, during the height of the Cold War, the Soviet Union and the United States and other parties set it aside for special people because they care about the environment. The same countries that tested thousands of nukes above ground, one of which tested a 60 megaton bomb in the Arctic Circle, yeah. They care about the environment, the same governments, ours, that fracked for natural gas twice using tactical nuclear weapons in the Southwest. Yeah, around ranchers, that government, they care. So whatever reason they set aside Antarctica, it isn't because they care about nature. Let's just set that topic aside. But I will say this, it's an ideal spot if you don't want to be in the restaurant as it burns down. The explanation in this article is that evil pedo aliens, okay, pedophile alien demons that, you know, Trump will destroy. Trump's going to destroy. He's going to tell the truth about the drones, eh? And then he's going to destroy the evil pedo aliens in LA. Well, according to this guy, the aliens, using their magical technology, set fire to LA first to close up the dimensional portals where the evil demons would pull people into and do whatever they do, right? If you want to lose brain cells, you can read that article. There are simpler Occam's razor explanations for what's going on. As far as the pictures that show trees kind of still standing, firestorms are not wildfires. Firestorms are almost like living things. And once they kick off, they will simply chew up anything that becomes flammable at 1,000 to, you know, 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. So basically, firestorms are like a welding torch. If the welding torch isn't pointed at the tree, maybe the tree does survive. I gotta say, I have to research this problem more to take a stand, but I do find it remarkable, all the blame storming that's happening, and also not remarkable because I'm being sarcastic. It's just like the COVID, just like 9/11, just like the great financial crisis. Everybody knew the right answer immediately, so nobody had to think. You didn't have to think about World Trade Center 7. You didn't have to think about derivative products. You didn't have to think about the fact that the guy who invented the test to test for COVID said, don't use it diagnostically. That's what he basically said. And he died miraculously in 2019. You don't have to think about any of that. You just have to suck it all in. Suck in the horror. So whatever the truth is about the LA fires, I don't think we know yet. The West Coast has been on a long-term drought for about 20 years. And yes, we get these theatrical atmospheric rivers again. When I was a kid, I don't know what the heck an atmospheric river is. Not something we talked about as a kid. Polar vortexes, atmospheric rivers, inland hurricanes. These were not things for a kid in the 70s and 80s. But suddenly they're things now, along with a half a dozen to 20 new kinds of clouds. It's weird. Who knows why, right? Maybe, you know, maybe somebody. Probably God, right? So we're going to get a snowstorm next week, maybe, that's going to hit the whole country. It's going to be theatrical. Be safe. If Dane Wigington is right, and they include some stuff like surfactants in the snow mix, it means that the snow and the ice is more slippery, slicker than it was when we were kids. It means it's more dangerous. So when you go out there and you experience the winter wonderland of chemical ice nucleation, make sure that you're being careful, okay? I have a poster. There's a link to it. It's my dick poster. It's actually the movie poster for the film Meteor. And it's not a very good one. But if you like it, you should print it out. I don't care. It won't look good black and white, though. So I have a couple links related to what we've talked about called stealth dollar collapse. And be like, well, Dan, what do you mean by stealth dollar collapse? Well, we've talked about it. There have been a lot of weird stories that go back prior to COVID. Prior to COVID. In fact, they go back about a decade, but they became really bursty in 2019. There have been a lot of stories in the last 5, 6, 7 years about food processing plants catching fire, cows exploding, chickens getting all kinds of weird herpes, pigs having sex with herpes chickens, potatoes and potato conspiracies. If you want to go down these rabbit holes about food processing plants and potato conspiracies, I believe there's enough of these stories to put forward what I've already talked about. And it's not original to me. Other people have talked about this. Other people forecasted this. I think I've mentioned Jim Willie. He's not the only person. But 10, 15 years ago, people were talking about what it would look like. That dollar collapse would not look like Nazi Germany. That it would be kind of hidden from a lot of Americans to the extent that they can hide such a thing. And these stories, from a Sovietological perspective, fit that. You know, if there's not something at the grocery store, come up with some random reason. It's a union dock strike. It's the Amazon workers. There are cows exploding, Dan. You know, aliens are stealing our cows. Or maybe our trading partners that sell us, you know, HDTVs, phones, a lot of the parts that go into our cars, maybe our trading partners that give us rare earths and other things we need, maybe our trading partners that provide us with expensive technology no longer feel comfortable taking the US dollar. So, but what they do feel comfortable taking, and this is the key point, is food. Food, agricultural land, oil, they'll take that. They'll take whatever physical gold and silver we have left. And did I say food? They'll take as much food as we have. And they'll tell you that the food is gone because communists set fire to the food processing plant. They'll tell you the food is gone because an infected cow had sex with some type of weird fish. They'll give you all kinds of reasons why some item is not there. I don't know for certain what the explanation is, but stealth dollar collapse, the collapse of the dollar without even knowing it's happening, it explains a lot of the nonsense, especially since early 2020. Next topic. Because we beat this dead horse, and if you want to dig deeper, you can. Oh, there's an article about the criminal gangs looting in LA, and all I can think of is Israeli Defense Forces in Gaza. Next topic. Oh, smoke, popping smoke. This one is our last topic, and arguably it's a good place to end because it's so terrible. So I have a podcast I have mentioned before, and since I've been chased and corralled away from various places, I've had to move this one around. As you well know, my GoDaddy sites were ripped off in 2021. All my prepaid fees, all of it. It was, you know, when people talk about being canceled, when you don't have a lot of money and hundreds of dollars, maybe even thousands of dollars of intellectual property and other things are stolen from you, that's a big deal. That kind of sucks. That's a deeper level of canceling than losing some free account. When you pay SoundCloud good money, to post your MP3s and you realize they're also, you know, limiting your reach, right? That sucks. The free stuff, I can kind of understand. But when you're paying, when it's money, it's kind of like going back to Twitter this last year and having the blue badge and paying. I figured out that my cage was just as real. Elon did nothing to help anybody. Those of us who were going to be censored before continued to be censored after. That's the truth too, right? So in January 2020, I have a podcast, specifically from January the 10th, 2020. And the reason why this struck me was an article that was published on January the 10th this year by Zero Hedge. Headline, Meta Nukes DEI Program, Morale for Queer Staff and Shitter, Zuckerberg Joins Joe Rogan on His Podcast. And there's another headline about the fact checkers being fired and other things. This was published, this article I'm talking about, the first one, was published on January the 10th. On January the 10th, 2020, I use a term, and I use it to name the podcast, called Popping Smoke. When you have to get out of Dodge in terms of military engagement, popping smoke refers to those strategies you use to cover it up, essentially to conceal it. There's a difference between cover and concealment. Cover technically protects you from small arms fire. Concealment hides you, but doesn't really protect you from bullets. Smoke is concealment. So when you pop smoke, you're basically going to retreat. And when I used this term of art on January the 10th, 2020, I was referring to this idea that what if a day came when it looked like, quote unquote, the good guys won? And even the bad guys joined with the good guys. Keep in mind, folks, Elon, Joe, Zuckerberg, all these freaks were on the side of the other people, the anti-mega, just a few months ago, not very long ago. So right now, this giant bimbo eruption of people coming from every corner to say, we love Papa Blump and Papa Blump's going to make us whole. This is weird. Talking about ending the censorship, I can promise you, those of us that will tell you the censorship is still there, we're going to be, you know, catch 22, just as censored. Our censorship walls will not be removed, but they'll talk about it like that's happening. It'll seem like the prison is being opened up. It'll seem like the prison guards are on vacation. And what I told you in January 2020 is if you see this, you should be concerned. If you add this to the whole next year thing, oh, we're going to have fusion energy next year. We're going to have quantum computers next year. Next year, the farms will recover. Next year, the moon will be our home. Everything is next year. So the prison guards have left. We're free at last, right? And all of the bounty of the promised land happens next year. It's concerning to me. It's not by itself evidence of anything. But if you ask me, between the LA fires and stuff like this that's coming up around Papa Blump and how he's going to save us all and save the world, it's concerning. From a Sovietological perspective, it indicates that it's possible that the next shoe is about to drop, and that the cascading failure, the non-linear failure, okay, that kind of failure is going to be more evident. I said something in a previous podcast. I said that the LA fires would not be the most expensive disaster of 2025. I'm sorry. That was a shitty thing to say if I didn't mean it. But I actually think that's true. I am not, I have no ESP. This isn't about that. This is intuition. That's all it is. But I'm thinking that this is not the end of it. This is just the beginning. But here's another thing. Like with the bridge in Baltimore, it's entirely possible that LA is never going to be rebuilt. And I know that sounds crazy. Or at least LA as we know it. It's entirely plausible it just won't be. People talk about the 15-minute city, and that's great. But people talk about it who claim to believe in freedom, and they talk about it in a way that makes government seem infallible. Go back to Atlas Shrugged. You know, those pages about the copper mine in Mexico. Go back to that book and read those pages and understand this. If you believe in liberty, then how the F can you think that government is efficient enough to build a 15-minute city? It'll build a 15-minute wreck. It'll build some type of crazy prison complex. And in all likelihood, it'll be a torture center. But it's not going to be flashy, shiny. And the intelligent rats in that particular Skinner box are going to jump ship, no matter how radioactive the outer zone is, okay? What if Los Angeles is abandoned? And here's another thing, too. Remember when we talked about the toilet paper shortage? Dan, you remember the toilet paper shortage? You remember the toilet paper shortage of... I do. And I called it a kind of mini psyop, a trauma monkey. I labeled it the boy who cried wolf, because here's the thing. If you want to condition people to shortages, you're going to have to like do a few that turn out to be fake. Okay, coin shortages, toilet paper shortages, things that people generally don't need or use much these days. Well, I mean, toilet paper they do, but the point is, you get around it. Then when the real shortages show up, you know, people can point and say, like the Cato guy, say, look, you know, gormlessly, you know the meme. And they can say, well, look, you know, 2020, there's going to be meat again. We're going to have hamburger. And Alan Greenspan said hamburger's like steak. So we're going to have steak again. Where was I going with that? Remember New Orleans after Katrina, 2005? And there were people who said, well, they'll have to abandon New Orleans. Understand this. In the context, oh my gosh, that was a Freudian slip. In the context of Los Angeles, what if New Orleans was a lot like the toilet paper shortage? It was an idea that people put out there. Oh, they're not going to rebuild it. They're not going to rebuild it. They rebuild it. So people say, okay, Los Angeles wasn't flooded. It was burnt, but we'll rebuild it. But what if that doesn't happen? What if there isn't the resources? I know they can print money. Folks, they can print money all the live long day. They do, and they do it digitally. That's not the issue. They can print all kinds of money, but they can't print resources. One of the things to think about in the context of Los Angeles, I need to drink some more coffee here. But one of the things to think about in the context of Los Angeles is this simple possibility that there are not the resources to actually fix it. And that if these catastrophes keep happening, we need to ask a simple logical question. If there are the resources to fix Los Angeles, what happens if another thing happens and it's twice as bad as the LA fire? And what happens if two things happen at the same time and they're three times as bad? And before you say that can't happen, understand that nature's not linear. It's not kind. It's discontinuous. It's non-linear, cascading and brutal sometimes. Sometimes it seems like nothing happens until it does. And when it does happen, you end up with mythology written about it. A long time ago, there was an ice dam at the Bosporus, separating the Mediterranean from, you know, the Black Sea, right? A long time ago, 12, 13,000 years ago, roughly, there was a giant ice dam and, frankly, a giant waterfall, and it went into a giant valley that is now the Black Sea. And for hundreds of years, maybe thousands of years, people lived there and thought that life was never going to change. And then probably, rapidly, it did. And it happened in a lot of places around the world all at once. And from that, you have flood mythology. Okay, from that, you have a story about something so bad that it survived the fact that we didn't have printing presses. We didn't have USB hard drive bullshit. It survived through simply the passed down fear, the fright, the pandemonium and chaos of an event so terrible that you cannot forget it. It almost sinks into your DNA. What happens when something like that happens? And are we more resilient today than we were 12,000 years ago? It's a good question, right? I don't know, folks. I've told you it seems like they decided to wire Germany to explode, quote-unquote, 50, 60 years ago. Probably about the time they agreed upon Antarctica being their special nature preserve, you know, because they care. They care so much about nature. They want to preserve Antarctica, yeah. Believe what you want to believe, folks. If it doesn't make sense, it's probably because it doesn't make sense. Whatever the fuck Antarctica is, it's not to preserve nature. And who knows what happens next? I personally want to be wrong. I would like to, in April, May, or June of this year, tell you that whatever Bo Blimpdoc is, it's either over and nothing, it's just, there's no big deal. It's just some type of new normal equilibrium, or, you know, it continues. But Grinken time is postponed, maybe for the foreseeable future. I would like to say that to you because we don't need more fear, and you don't. I don't. It's one of the reasons why I've been trying to redirect my energies towards fiction, and it's been a challenge because I know there are a lot of listeners out there who want me to talk about the news, even though the news is mostly garbage at this point. So it's hard for me to tell you what to do, man. Anyways, it is January the 15th, 2025, Bo Blimpdoc. It's just after 7 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. All the chickens and the cows are waking up. They're going to go out tonight and have sex with pigs. And then some new type of monkey herpes will arrive. Yeah, maybe, right? Before I close out, I do want to say this very quickly. Pray for the people, if you can, if you believe. Pray for the people of Los Angeles. Pray for the people of the world. Pray for the people of Gaza. Gaza, supposedly, is going to be a fixed problem here in a couple days, you know, and they're going to end the bombings and the killings. Who knows? But pray for the people of Gaza, because in the last year, the Israeli military has dropped around 100,000 tons of TNT on Gaza, which has the same geographical footprint as Dresden, basically. We dropped 5,000 tons on Dresden, and as I've said, folks, many a historian would call that a war crime. So what's 100,000 tons? Pray for the people of Los Angeles. I cannot tell you if there's a good not-for-profit to donate to. My trust level for those institutions, as evidenced by my sarcasm and my new project teams, my trust level for anybody who will reach out to you about a disaster is zero. One of the last things I saw on Twitter before I left there a few months ago was all of the responses to Appalachia and the, you know, atmospheric river hurricane thingy that never happened when I was a kid, but suddenly starts happening now. Anywho, I saw a lot of people, and it looked like a lot of them were grifting. A lot of them were stealing money. A lot of them were claiming to help and weren't, and there's no way to verify. So here's the deal. If you want to help, help. But do your research. there are a lot of organizations out there who will take advantage of you, and some of them are well known. Like, I would love to be able to say, well, you could support the Red Cross, but at this point in human history, I don't know that that's true. I really don't. I can't tell you that there's any organization I trust to help. So if you're going to help, you're going to have to do some research first, and maybe it's going to mean the old-fashioned way, which means a human network, a network of people, a network of trust that you can verify. And Bitcoin's not going to help you, and I doubt any government's going to help you. In fact, they might be angry if you try. But that human network that you can verify is your way to help. I wish I had better advice. I think prayer works, and if you don't pray, help in any way you can that you can verify as actual help. But it is very terrible what's happening to these people. And I'm surprised by the death toll being so low. A firestorm seems like it would have taken out more people. In fact, an ongoing firestorm seems like it would have taken out a lot of homeless people. And again, maybe that's a counting issue. Like, maybe certain people are not counted, and so nobody cares if they catch fire and die. Folks, I wish I could tell you that we're going to have decades to sort of deconstruct this. I don't think we will. I'm not sure we're going to have the time to really understand what happened. It's Wednesday, January the 15th, 2025. It's just after 7. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.